Magnesium is integral for 600 plus biochemical processes in the human body, and yet most people are deficient. Common signs of magnesium deficiency include fatigue, muscle weakness, stunted growth, poor immune function, poor concentration and memory, hormonal imbalances, bone and teeth problems. Most people think grabbing a bottle of whatever cheap stuff on the shelf or at the top of Amazon will solve this. The common misconception is that consuming more magnesium will automatically improve health and well-being. The truth is there are various forms of magnesium, each of which is essential for a variety of physiological processes. Most people are deficient in all forms of magnesium, while even those considered healthy typically only ingest one or two kinds. Consuming all seven of magnesium's primary forms is the key to accessing all of its health benefits. That's why we pack seven forms of 450 milligrams of elemental magnesium into each serving of Wild Mag Complex. One dose a day is all you need. Learn more and grab a bottle today at wildfoods.co. Use code GENIUS for 10% off your order.
Forget frequently asked questions.
Common sense, common knowledge, or Google.
How about advice from a real genius? 95% of people in any profession are good enough to be qualified and licensed. 5%
go above and beyond.
They become very good at what they do, but only
0.1%.
are real geniuses. Richard Jacobs has made it his life's mission to find them for you. He hunts down and interviews geniuses in every field. Sleep science, cancer, stem cells, ketogenic diets, and more. Here come the geniuses. This is the Finding Genius Podcast
with Richard Jacobs.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Finding Genius Podcast, now part of the Finding Genius Foundation. My guest is Colin Stuckert. He's the founder and the CEO of Wild Foods Company. The website is wildfoods.co. They're on Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter, all under the name Wild Foods Co. So we're going to talk about his the products that they produce, one of which I just got in the mail last night to try out. It's like a magnesium complex that I tried, and I feel pretty alive and awake today, but we'll get more into that. So hopefully that's what did it. But welcome, Colin. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, tell me a bit about your backstory and how you formed the company, and then we'll go into what Wild Foods does after that.
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up in Florida, you know, always had entrepreneurial aspirations, started a juice bar, then a CrossFit gym, did that for a bit, you know, kind of a health and fitness focus, and then wanted to do something bigger, wanted to move west out of Florida. And so I sold both those companies and then moved west, packed up. Kind of had an idea for maybe a supplement or food brand. At the time, I was getting heavily into Bulletproof Coffee, Dave Asprey, and fasting. And so I kind of just went deep into that rabbit hole, started sourcing a bunch of supplements, ingredients, and products for myself, trying to find the best stuff I could find. And kind of stumbled upon like this business where I was like, well, if I'm sourcing this stuff in bulk and it's high quality, maybe other people will be interested in it as well. And I started with my first product was it was a non-denatured grass-fed whey protein. We still sell it to this day. And I would get these huge 20-kilogram bags to my doorstep in Austin, big bakery bags, open it up, would fly everywhere. You know, I'd kind of use that for my own personal consumption. And then I thought maybe if I put this in a pound or two-pound package, I could sell it on Amazon. And that's exactly what I did. It started working. And then that first year, I launched another 10 products, and I basically had a company on my hands. And I've been doing that for about 7 years now. Been a long and windy journey, a lot of ups and downs, but still going.
Yeah, that's great. I was going to ask you, since you mentioned the butter coffee, they used to have it at Whole Foods, but now they took it away, unfortunately. And then I made it at home for a while. And have you made any products that go specifically as an additive to coffee to make it, you know, more effective for the person or better? You know, if they don't have time and they go to Starbucks, let's say, or wherever, and they just want to add a little something to their coffee to make themselves feel better. Do you have a product like that?
We more have the different ingredients you might add, like MCT oil, cocoa butter, cocoa powder, cocoa tropic, functional mushrooms. So we try to offer the cleanest version of those individual ingredients, and then people can kind of put them together into a smoothie or a shake or whatever. And they do lend very well to something like a butter coffee or like a coffee shake. And they're just versatile. We don't really have as much of a kind of an all-in-one type of thing. We do have a cocoa tropic, which is a cocoa powder and mushroom mix that does do pretty well. So yeah, it's kind of like we have a lot of options and people can kind of put those recipes together themselves.
Okay. Well, maybe we could start on the magnesium product. That's the one, just for listeners, I got in the mail yesterday, and I took one last night before I went to sleep. Let's talk about the magnesium product. Like what got you to create it? And it does look very different from magnesium products that I've tried. I've tried, you know, obviously like for, you know, an enema, magnesium citrate, you know, at Walgreens, magnesium oxide, which is useless. I've had magnesium bisglycinate, which is supposedly a bioavailable form. So I've had a bunch of kinds, but yours looks like it has seven different kinds of magnesium. So let's talk about that if you would.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different forms of magnesium and they all kind of do different things and they have different bioavailabilities. And so, you know, it's not as simple as just going to the store and grabbing, you know, like the $10 bottle on the shelf or whatever. Then you get into the quality aspect of it, how it's sourced, what it's bound to, et cetera. Sometimes these magnesiums also have very low actual magnesium, which is the elemental magnesium. You want to get as much of that as possible. And you have much more of the filler or the thing it's bound to, like citric acid, for example, in the case of magnesium citrate. For me, you know, magnesium is one of those things that I kind of stumbled upon where I was dealing with some fatigue and, you know, sleep's never been an issue, but I would sleep a lot and not feel rested. And so I started digging into minerals, mineral testing, and finding some of the things I was low on, magnesium, potassium, for example. And I then went deep into the magnesium rabbit hole of like, what are the different magnesiums? What do they do, et cetera? And I just stumbled upon like, you know, looking at the market, most of these products are like one or two with low bioavailability, with low elemental magnesium, et cetera. And I was like, you know, I've always taken the method at Wild to kind of source the products I want to use. So let's just put together the highest quality magnesiums we can find. Let's get all like the major magnesiums, the heavily researched magnesiums that work, put them together into one thing and just make it simple for me and then potentially simple for customers. And that's basically the story and the logic behind the complex.
Well, what are the different forms of magnesium that are in there and why is each form important? I don't know if you can go into that briefly.
Yeah, I mean, they all have different mechanisms in the body, but you have the glycinate, the bioglycinate, you have a patented higher bioavailable blend. We also have the malate, the orate, the taurate, the citrate, and then a humic and fulvic blend to help with bioavailability. And, you know, each one kind of has like its own unique research based, like it's good for this, but they're all good at all of it, right? Magnesium just in general is responsible for over 600 biomechanical processes in the human body. They just keep you healthy and functioning. And you're just trying to like basically get as many different forms as possible so that your body, whatever it might need or whatever it might absorb better, you know, it's going to just make it more likely you're going to get benefit out of magnesium. And magnesium is more than just a pre-bed, right? I actually take it in the morning and the afternoon, and I've seen some noticeable differences in energy and like avoiding the afternoon crash by getting it more early in the day. And so that's what we're also trying to do with this product is just explain to people like magnesium is not something you only take at night. That's what most people associate it with, right? It is a muscle relaxant, but it also does a lot of other things in the body. And it's just something that like people should be taking every day as just a general support.
Some forms of magnesium, you take too much of it, you know, it makes you go to the bathroom like crazy. You know, you may right. have diarrhea and stuff like that.
For sure.
Does yours, what causes that, first of all, and does your product address that?
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to make blanket statements because everyone's different. I mean, like somebody could take one capsule and it could completely, you know, mess their stomach up or interact with something else. And maybe that's not even a bad thing. Maybe that is a sign that something else in their diet or nutrition plan or whatever is lacking. And this thing that came in is actually beneficial to them, but has a negative immediate effect, right? We see that pretty often. So it's really hard to make any blanket statements like that. We've, after selling multiple thousands of bottles of this, haven't actually not run into that much, especially with the two capsule serving. But you know, it's one of those things like test it for yourself, start with one, you know, maybe increase the dose until you might experience that and then kind of back off a little bit because you're trying to get as much of it into your body as possible. That's really the thing.
Yeah. Start slow, like probiotics, right. Same thing. Yep. If I take too much, then yeah, you go, it blows out your colon, but if you take yep. the right amount, you're regular, you feel good. So same right. thing here. It's
like, yep.
Okay. That makes sense. So what other products have you created that you're particularly excited about or that you're getting like really great feedback about from customers?
Oh man, so many. I would say the Cocotropic's a big one that I mentioned earlier. That is, you know, it could be a coffee replacement or it could be a coffee booster, depending on goals or whatever, but it's a cocoa-based functional superfood mix that has functional mushrooms, maca, turmeric, a little bit of pink salt, and then cocoa powder, high organic, all amazing quality stuff that is just delicious. Like some people drink it with just water and it's no sugar, not sweetened at all. I really like to add it to coffee and then throw in some other things like some cocoa butter or some butter or some MCT and blend it up and just make a delicious you know, adaptogenic shake. That's another thing. You can also bake with it. You can pretty much do anything with it. It's amazing. So that's what I'm really excited about. And then we also have like our master blend, which is a 5 functional mushroom blend that has all your kind of hero mushrooms that are heavily researched. That's also pretty good to just throw in smoothies or bake with or whatever.
Magnesium is integral for 600 plus biochemical processes in the human body. And yet most people are deficient. Common signs of magnesium deficiency include fatigue, muscle weakness, stunted growth, poor immune function, poor concentration and memory, hormonal imbalances, bone and teeth problems. Most people think grabbing a bottle of whatever cheap stuff on the shelf or at the top of Amazon will solve this. The common misconception is that consuming more magnesium will automatically improve health and well-being. The truth is there are various forms of magnesium, each of which is essential for a variety of physiological processes. Most people are deficient in all forms of magnesium, while even those considered healthy typically only ingest 1 or 2 kinds. Consuming all 7 of magnesium's primary forms is the key to accessing all of its health benefits. That's why we pack 7 forms of 450 milligrams of elemental magnesium into each serving of Wild Mag Complex. 1 dose a day is all you need. Learn more and grab a bottle today at wildfoods.co. Use code GENIUS for 10% off your order.
One thing I've noticed is, you know, when I'm reordering supplements and stuff, let's say I'm getting them off Amazon, I've had some people say, oh, no, don't get stuff off Amazon because you could get fake stuff or stuff that doesn't help you at all. Or, you know, what's in the label is complete BS. How do people navigate? So let's say you have your magnesium or your, you know, one of your other blends, and someone says, I want to see if I can get it cheaper. I don't care who I get it from. I'm just going to order it from ABC company. What potentially could go wrong if you get it from a bad supplier, and how would you know?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that Amazon is really even a determining factor. I mean, if you compare that to like Walmart or any other big retailer, and a lot of the mass produced stuff is actually more on the retail shelves than the higher quality stuff that might be more expensive or that it might be a newer brand or whatever. And then, you know, we're talking about supplement space in general, which there's not a lot of regulation. There's not a lot of it's like the Wild West pretty much. And so you have to really trust the brand who's behind the brand. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of these newer, like better for you brands, ours included, that have kind of come up as a way to solve this, right? That's why I have a business. That's why some of these other brands have a business, even though we're in a heavily competitive and commoditized space, you know? So it's kind of like find the brands that, you know, make you feel good and that you potentially trust, or you understand the store, or you understand who's behind it or whatever. Ideally brands that have a founder face, like me, for example. I have skin in the game, you know? So if I put out stuff that's going to hurt people or that's lower quality or whatever, then it's going to directly affect me. You know, you want that kind of accountability. And a lot of these bigger brands don't. They're just like a faceless, you know, brand name on a bottle. So it's like, there's no real easy answer other than kind of like doing your research, maybe looking at third-party reviews, looking at other reviews from other customers, what experience that they had, et cetera. You know, all that social proof does help, you know, but then you have to kind of try things for yourself and ask questions, you know, dig into the FAQ, et cetera. And then just kind of stick with brands you like. That's my advice. Like, find the brands you like and stick with them.
Hmm. So, I mean, it sounds very complicated. Everyone has different needs. Everyone reacts differently. And then when you take a given supplement, try to find the best company. But how do you know if a supplement's doing nothing for you? Or, I mean, if it's helping you, it should be obvious. But I guess depending on someone's physiology and situation, a supplement that may totally like make someone feel better may not have much effect on someone else. So it seems like a complicated puzzle.
Well, it is, because we're talking about potentially like hundreds or thousands of different blends and compounds and supplements. And then we have like minerals, and you have gut health, and you have hormones. I mean, yeah, like this is not an easy answer. It's like, you know, I think testing, you know, working with a healthcare practitioner of some kind and having a plan. Like they can recommend certain things. They can maybe even recommend certain brands, doing things like mineral tests, maybe food allergy tests, things like that. There's a lot of testing that you can also do, but it does require, you know, like it requires some work, really does.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about the magnesium product. We talked a bit about the, what did you call it? The cocoa what?
Cocotropic.
Cocotropic. Okay. Like nootropic, but cocotropic. Gotcha. What are some of the other products that you have that are very popular or in high demand?
I mean, it's kind of a mix. Our Wild Whey, that product that I mentioned that I started the company with, that's a consistent seller. We have a grass-fed collagen that's a seller, good seller. We recently launched a fulvic acid minerals blend, which is something I'm really excited about. That's part of our new Rewild Your Gut bundle. And that is one of the most potent antioxidants on earth, with also 70 plus trace minerals. It's a super, it's, you know, flavorless, slightly acidic flavor when you drink it. Super, super good for you. Super, super good for restoring gut hydrochloric acid, which is integral for gut health. And I use that like 3 to 4 times a day. We also have some red lights I've launched, because like red light is pretty much one of the most amazing things ever. I have one on right now as we're talking on this podcast. And that's a whole other topic worth digging into that I think people should look into, especially since most people spend most of their time indoors. You know, red light is something that can help correct some of the imbalance that comes from not getting enough sunlight.
Okay. So what kind of customers do you get? Like, what are the reasons that people tell you they use their products? What are some of the common, you know, motivators for people to use your products that you've seen?
It's mostly people that care about quality and health. You know, they want clean stuff. They want stuff that's not going to screw up the environment or screw up their body. You know, that's fair trade, that is just pure and clean, you know, and generally it's an older demographic because they're willing to spend on that. Whereas, you know, the younger demographic is more just like, oh, does it taste good? Or does it, you know, do I feel something? Whereas the older you get, the more you start looking at longevity and health and, you know, how long you're going to be around and dealing with aches and pains and all those things that happen once you're like 30 years plus.
Okay. And I don't know, like how many different products or things are you essentially a guinea pig and you're using tons of different stuff on yourself every day? Or, you know, what's your journey been like? Like, did you feel kind of blah before you started this? And are you now just having fun with it and trying to maximize and feel as good as you can? Or where are you at personally?
Yeah, it's a combination of all that. Like, I'm always looking for optimization, but I also just want, you know, health and longevity matters a lot. So I'm not really training for any sport or any goal other than just feeling my best, you know, having energy for work and for the kids, you know, getting enough sleep. So I'm using a mix of most of our stuff. Some things I might cycle on and off, like maybe I'm doing tea for a while and I need to cycle off the coffee, but then I go back to the coffee. Maybe I'm throwing some cocotropic in the coffee, you know, the magnesium, the oxymag, the fulvic, the red light, the mushrooms. These are all kind of standards. We have like the magnesium spray. We have just a good mix of everything. I'm trying to incorporate into my diet as much as possible on a regular basis.
Okay. So again, what are some potential things that people can start with that maybe they feel, I don't know, brain fog, or they're just tired all the time, or,
yep,
you know, whatever common complaints you hear, how can people start and take the first step? And what does that look like? What kind of product?
Yeah, I would actually recommend they start with the gut bundle we just launched. Kind of, the idea is to kind of solve that, to make it super simple. And that's going to have a pre-pro once a day. It's going to have the fulvic minerals I just mentioned. It's going to have an activated charcoal. And then our OxyMag, which is actually a magnesium and electrolyte blend. And then it has some of the master mushrooms in there. And you can kind of mix it up where you make a gut elixir in the morning and you can take some of this before meals later in the day. You can also have like a bedtime routine where you take a swig of the fulvic and the OxyMag, you know, and maybe some of the charcoal. That's a good place to start. It's got 5 different products as well as how to use them. And then, you know, like on our website, we have a bunch of different things that people can kind of pick and choose based on their goals or what, you know, strikes their interest.
Yeah. What is the role of the fulvic minerals you mentioned several times? They're in the magnesium blend and possibly other places, but what is the humic and the fulvic compound related compounds do for people?
Yeah. So the fulvic acid, the thing that's the main selling point and why this has been growing as a newer product is the healing of the gut lining. So what this does is it helps heal the gut lining, which prevents leaky gut, which is like pretty much everyone has it to some extent because of our toxic food environment. It's also a very potent antioxidant. It's derived from ancient soil, and then it's got a bunch of trace minerals in there. It's like, it's one of my favorite products that I take every single day just because it does so many things. But the main focus is healing the gut lining and improving digestion through that.
Okay. Again, what did you notice in your journey when you started taking these different supplements and compounds and everything? What were some of the first things you noticed? And now that you're pretty far along on it, what are you noticing today?
I would say that the thing about supplements or functional foods like this is they are in addition to your nutrition plan and your lifestyle. They're not going to replace anything. They shouldn't replace anything. They should be an addition, a supplement to a whole food diet, with lots of outdoor time, lots of walking, lots of exercise, all the stuff that people know they're supposed to do, 8 hours of sleep a day, and using these tools to kind of fill in the gaps and also make sure you're getting enough minerals and nutrients that you're not getting from food, because our food supply is just not great and you're not going to get everything you need from the food supply. It's just, it is what it is, right? And so I believe that we do need supplements, and knowing your biology and knowing, you know, doing testing and kind of figuring out what you need, that is probably the best for most people, or starting with some of the better sellers that like most people always need, which is like always need magnesium pretty much. You're going to always need like an omega-3. You're going to always benefit from something like a fulvic acid, which is a highly potent antioxidant and helps restore the gut lining.
Okay. So where are you headed with your product line? What do you see the need for that you don't have, let's say, developed yet?
Right now, we're just focused on doing more of what we have, because they work, and we're not really launching anything new. Maybe a magnesium powder before bed. I'm kind of toying around with that idea. But we've launched a lot of products in the past. I'm kind of going into focus mode for now.
Well, what have you noticed about what's easier for people to take? Like, you know, when I have to take powders, it's like, I'd rather just combine them all. And I don't like big volume of liquids. I'd rather have, let's say, stuff in capsules than powders. And tinctures, you know, they're okay. But if you have to have more than one or two, it's kind of a little. So, you know, how do you make sure that people don't get fatigued in the effort of just consuming this stuff on a daily basis?
I guess listen to customer feedback and give multiple options. We have powders, we have liquids, we have capsules. You can kind of build your own routine based on what you like and don't like.
Oh, but are there some that only come in powdered form for one reason or another? Or can you pretty much put anything into a capsule? Or what does the landscape look like?
You can encapsulate anything if you want to. I mean, that's obviously labor intensive. I think we found a good mix of having certain things in capsules because they're easier. Some things only come in liquid, or they're the best in liquid, like the fulvic minerals, for example. You know, magnesium is usually better as a capsule, but you can also do like a fizzy powder. That's an option as well. And that's why that's something I'm actually considering offering.
Yeah. And yourself, I mean, how many times a day are you taking some kind of supplement, and in what form? Like, what's your daily regimen look like?
So my daily regimen is going to be the fulvic in the morning. It's going to be some OxyMag in the morning. It's going to be probably one activated charcoal cap. I'm going to take a B12 in the morning as well. Usually I put a dash of boron in there because that was a mineral I was low on. And then I'm going to take the pre-pro usually before lunch. I'm going to take a cocotropic if I'm doing a smoothie, or like, I need to get some more protein in. I'll do some whey in there, some cocotropic, blend it up with maybe like a banana, maybe some fruit or something like that. And then at night, I'm definitely doing a swig of the fulvic, the OxyMag, and the magnesium caps. And that's kind of like my average day. And then I'll just kind of pick and choose things as they come up, or as I'm just in the mood for them in between.
Hmm. Yeah, you're doing a lot. So for the average person that just feels, let's say, harried, and they just want to feel better, they don't really... You know, they're just not disciplined or organized enough to take supplements 2, 3, 4 times a day. What's the minimum someone can do to help them feel better and get started?
Probably just take a lot of the magnesium complex, take a couple swigs of the fulvic and or the OxyMag. And we're talking stuff that takes less than 5 seconds at a time, right? You know, no different than going to grab a bag of chips to snack. Just grab a swig of it before, after, or in lieu of, you know, and like health's got to be priority. Like, if people are, you know, if they want health, they want results, and they have to put in the investment of time and energy. That's just unfortunately like how it goes.
Yeah. Just to make it really accessible for people that, you know, I would guess that like myself, you know, if I do something once a day, my convenient time seems to be at night. But it sounds like you're saying the morning might be the best. You know, if you're going to do something, at least down a few of these things in the morning, if nothing right. else, like if you had to just say, yep. at a minimum, at least do this, would it be that?
Yeah, it would be the fulvic and the magnesium. I mean, the magnesium is probably the best single, like, most important thing people could benefit from. That and the fulvic are kind of contenders, I would say.
Okay. All right. That's excellent. Where, again, you want to get more distribution, more people having this stuff. What else do you see for the future? What else do you want to work on over the next few years and grow towards?
Yeah, just I think doing more of what we're doing. I would like to reach a broader audience with, you know, the real food message. Health as a priority. We kind of use Wild Foods to do that, to convey our mission, to bring whole food, home cooked meals, getting away from seed oils, getting away from industrial crap that's in our food supply, getting off pharmaceuticals if possible, just really opting out of the entire sick care and system that we have in America, and taking your health back in your own hands, you know, getting in the kitchen and doing these things, you know, rather than just trying to outsource it to somebody. And then when you get sick, trying to outsource that to somebody, give me a pill or give me a surgery or whatever. We have a major problem with health in this country. And the numbers are actually getting worse every year, surprisingly. I mean, even with as much information as we have through podcasts like this or the internet, the trends are still going the wrong direction. And so I'm just focused on fighting that and making a better future for my kids.
All right, that's excellent. Let's recap. Where can people go to get the supplements? Where are all the places they're available?
Yep, they can go to wildfoods.co and the shop is there. We're also available on Amazon. And if they go to our site, they can use code GENIUS for 10% off their entire order.
All right, that's great. Well, Colin, thank you so much for coming on the program and thanks for making the supplements in the first place. It's a good thing you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Magnesium is integral for 600 plus biochemical processes in the human body. And yet most people are deficient. Common signs of magnesium deficiency include fatigue, muscle weakness, stunted growth, poor immune function, poor concentration and memory, hormonal imbalances, bone and teeth problems. Most people think grabbing a bottle of whatever cheap stuff on the shelf or at the top of Amazon will solve this. The common misconception is that consuming more magnesium will automatically improve health and well-being. The truth is there are various forms of magnesium, each of which is essential for a variety of physiological processes. Most people are deficient in all forms of magnesium, while even those considered healthy typically only ingest one or two kinds. Consuming all seven of magnesium's primary forms is the key to accessing all of its health benefits. That's why we pack seven forms of 450 milligrams of elemental magnesium into each serving of Wild Mag Complex. One dose a day is all you need. Learn more and grab a bottle today at wildfoods.co. Use code GENIUS for 10% off your order.
If you like this podcast, please click the link in the description to subscribe and review us on iTunes.
You've been listening to the Finding Genius Podcast with Richard Jacobs. If you like what you hear, be sure to review and subscribe to the Finding Genius Podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And want to be smarter than everybody else? Become a premium member at FindingGeniusPodcast.com. This podcast is for information only. No advice of any kind is being given. Any action you take or don't take as a result of listening is your sole responsibility. Consult professionals when advice is needed.